Hello, all.
Hello, all.
Would you like to say hello, all, beloved?
Hello, all.
Wow, that was really enthusiastic.
That was like monotone. That was like an MFB hello, all.
Yeah, it really was. Beloved, please don't turn into MFB, okay?
No, I'm a robot.
Oh, I see. This is the robot.
Affirmative. They're a
Have you
hello
guys seen the video with those two robots where they're conversational robots and one of them says, I'm not a robot, I'm a unicorn.
Okay.
That's I've never... funny. I'll have to show you later. Sorry.
That's so funny. It sounds hilarious.
It is funny.
We have like a lot of auditions.
Oh yeah. You finally got off your asses and sent something in.
Jeez, Val. We want them to stay on the show. Oh my god.
But I mean, happiness, yay.
So, up first, we have 11 Linda. You guys ready to listen?
Yeah.
Bound to your side and trapped in silence. Just the possession is the sex or only violence that feeds your obsession. You'll send me to a broken state where I can't take the pain just long enough. Then I am numb, then I just disappear. So go on and find me, go on and scare me to death. Tell me a yes for it, tell me I'll never forget. You can give me anything but love. Anything but love. 11 Linda.
Woo.
I don't know this song. Do you guys know it?
Nope.
I've never heard it before. I felt like you were kind of nasally on it. But I thought you had, like, a good energy for an a cappella song. But it seemed a bit, like, strainy for you, so I don't know if it was just, like, you started in a weird key, because, like, that can happen with a cappella, but, yeah. Val?
I don't know. Like, the first half, you were doing fine, and then, like, the second half, you went all crazy with the pitch and stuff, and you were nasal throughout the song, but, like, the second half, it was really noticeable. But you did have good energy. I'm not sure exactly what the energy was, but it was a good energy. So, yeah.
Beloved?
I really just have the same thing to say. I mean, I thought the beginning was okay, you know. The energy was good and the pitch was all right. But then, as it picked up towards the end, it did get a little bit hectic. And you kind of switched pitch here and there. And it doesn't help that we don't know the song.
Yeah.
So I have no idea how it's supposed to sound.
It sounds like it was supposed to be like an emo goth song or something.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, I can see that.
That's all I have
to say. Oh, all right. Okay, well, do you guys want to move on to cookies then?
Let's. Yeah. All
right. Cookies is up next.
Happiness hit her like a train on the track, coming towards her, stuck still, no turning back. She hid around the corners and she hid under beds. She killed it with kisses, and from it she fled. With every bubble, she sank with a drink, and washed it away down the kitchen sink. The dog days are over, the dog days are done. The horses are coming, so you better run. Run fast for your mother, run fast for your father, run for your children, or your sisters, or your brothers. Leave all your love and your loving behind. You can't carry it with you if you want to survive. The dog days are over, the dog days are done. Can you hear the horses? 'Cause here they come.
So guys, that was Cookies.
Yeah.
As you know, she is a rock star veteran.
Da-na-na-na.
She was in the finale.
Yeah.
What did you think, Val, of her audition?
I think it was kind of confusing. This song is a weird song. Like, I don't really get this band, because, like...
Florence.
Yeah, they're weird, because, like, this song didn't seem like it had any rhythm or anything. I don't know. Like, this is like, I don't know, this is like a first half is good and second half not so good theme going on in the show or something, but like, the first half I thought it was good, and then like the second half with like the dark days are over part and stuff, you kind of like went and like, it sounded like it was like hard for you to reach, so you were kind of stretching and it sounded kind of weird and wonky, and then you were like, yeah, singing weird and wonkily. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's kind of a weird a cappella song choice, so I don't know.
I think a cappella is just hard.
But this song sounded like it really needed music, so I'm kind of confused.
I feel like Florence is very like band heavy, like the like orchestral like swelling and everything that picks up her voice. So I see what you're saying there. What did you think, Beloved?
Yeah, I think you do kind of need music with this one, because a lot of it's just a couple notes back to back, and this kind of song, there's a lot of runs in it, and if you don't have them spot on, the music kind of helps to hide that, but a cappella, there's no hiding it, so it did kind of sound a little crazy in the second half. I thought the first half sounded good, though, and I love your tone for the song. I'd like to hear a full cover sometime.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I had.
I agree. I think that your tone for this was really good. Towards the end, it started to get a little bit out of control, but I really liked the beginning. I think you would have been safer picking a better song, but I didn't think that this was, like, a bad audition. I
Her
really
other choices were the Beatles, so I'm glad you picked this.
But I think you did a really like solid job up until like the little bit at the end that was kind of strange. But other than that, I really liked what you did at the beginning. Are you guys ready to listen to Albino Mamba?
Yay! Yes.
Woohoo!
Load up on guns and bring your friends. It's fun to lose and to pretend. She's overboard and self-assured. Oh no, I know a dirty word. Hello, 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 hello. Hello, 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 hello. Hello, 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 hello. Hello, hello, hello. With the lights out, it's less dangerous. Here we are now, entertainers. Life is stupid and contagious. Here we are now, entertainers. A mulatto, an albino, a mosquito, my libido, yeah.
And that was Albino Mamba.
Oh my. So cute.
Oh my god, that was so good. That was such a good, like, mimic of Dylan.
Yay, I can impersonate one thing.
Can you do it again?
I don't know. Suck kill.
Yeah, that was really good.
Yay!
I hope Dylan hears this and is like, what?
Or he'll be like, that's
that
not
me?
Good.
No.
That was a horrible thing of me. Blah. Okay, anyway. Love it.
Blah, blah. No almond go in.
What did you think of albino mamba, beloved?
I thought it was a little rough. I'm not exactly sure how. I think the runs were just kind of, I don't know, they were on pitch but like wavery or something. Do you know what I mean?
Wait, when she jumped up?
Yeah, sorry, I'm wheezing really bad.
It sounded a little bit off, but...
Yeah, like, during the chorus, just... I don't know, it seemed like... Sorry, I'm wheezing.
You okay over there, Shree?
Yeah, sorry.
It's cool.
Why don't you guys go while I gather my thoughts? I'm having a hard time figuring out what in the world I'm trying to say.
Okay, albino. I thought that sometimes when you dipped down, you lost the pitch a little bit, and then when you jumped up, you lost the pitch a little bit. But I think that this was a pretty good song choice for you. Like, I think, like, the quality of your voice fit really well on the song. And I thought it was kind of creepy at the beginning. I was like, whoa.
I know.
It was so albino, like, intense. And then I loved when you said albino, because you are albino. And I also, when you said, like, when you said my libido, I don't know, that, like, made me laugh. So, that was good for me. What did you think, Val?
Yeah, I thought this was really good. I'm excited because I wanted to hear you sing, and you have a lot of potential. Yay! But yeah, I really liked the beginning, and you sounded so sexy. I loved the emotion you had to this, and I really liked the do 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 ba da ba da. I liked like that whole section was good, but it did kind of sound like you weren't like fully in your chest voice. So like, yeah, just be careful of that in the future. But I thought this was a pretty solid audition.
Yeah, beloved, did you fix your thoughts?
Did you fix your brain?
No, they're still broken. I'm sorry. I'm not sure what I'm trying to say, but what you guys said, I do agree with, so we'll just stick with that.
All right. Good job, albino. Are you guys ready to listen to Miss Voice of an Angel's resubmission?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Excitement.
All right.
Now that I know what I'm without, you can't just leave me. Breathe into me and make me real. Bring me to life. Wake me up inside, wake me up inside. Call my name and save me from the dark. Bid my blood to run before I come undone. Save me from the nothing I've become. Save me from the nothing I've become.
Miss Voice of an Angel's second audition.
Woo!
I am so excited because I thought this was a great song choice for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, she stayed in her, like, lower register, and, like, she sang it really nicely. I could have used a bit more, like, intensity, but I think overall for an a cappella audition, and, like, it was perfect, like, right where she needed to have it in her range. What did you think, Val?
I totally agree. Like, yeah, you listened to us, which is good because you stayed in one key the entire time. And I love Evanescence, so that's a plus. And yeah, you just like sounded really good. You needed a little more support, but like this was a really good resubmission, and I'm happy.
Yeah, such an improvement, beloved.
Yay! I liked this. It was really nice. I do agree that you could have used a little bit more support, but it's a cappella, and sometimes the music is the driving force. So sometimes it's harder with a more, I don't know, energetic or upbeat, not necessarily upbeat, but high energy song. It's harder to get that in there when there's no music. But I thought this was really nice. I liked it. It was a great improvement. Yay.
Yay.
Yeah.
You guys ready to listen to Snow Thunder?
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Woo. Snow, snow.
Snow Thunder.
In a field outside of town, we could always be alone. Carry a blanket, maybe a basket, and that's it. Innocence was the key. I was locked up, never free, till you turned me like vines we intertwined. Carelessly growing up and growing old, life was on our tongues. It tasted heavenly, so good. I'll wake up and I'll feel alone. I was just asleep, right where I belong, inside this sad, sad song.
Snow Fender.
Snow Fender.
Snow Fender. Val, it's your turn to go first.
Oh, baby. Snow Thunder. I don't have anything to say, really. I really liked this audition. I thought you had awesome energy, and I always love hearing you sing, so I think you're going to sound really good on rock songs, because, like, this was awesome, so yeah, good job.
Beloved.
Yeah, I liked it too. I thought this was great. I really don't have anything negative to say. Nice audition.
Yeah, it was such a solid audition. I love that when you sing, you do this thing where it sounds like you're smiling. Like, it just sounds like you're having a good time when you're singing. And I love that about your voice. Like, I just love that about you and just everything. And I just love you.
I was going to say, yeah, she just loves yeah. you. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah!
This is gonna be like the show of weird sounds. But yeah, I love you, and I loved this audition. I thought it was solid. Are you guys ready to hear the next person?
I'm so ready.
It is Nani.
Oh, and everyone just went, I shouldn't have even auditioned. Nani's in this show.
We're going to listen to Nani. And just because Nani auditioned doesn't mean that you can't win this show.
I could have done the same routine, showing the old and golden scene. I'm lying again to make them go, wearing again my rocking shoes over the puddles made of tears. Flashback, I know you're clever. I remember. I know we could cross over rainbows. I wish that we could aim the sky again. I know we could dream for tomorrow, to share the long forgotten glorious days.
Nani!
Nani!
Singing J-Rock, but in English.
Mm-hmm. Yeah! I
My
love
favorite
J-Rock.
Artist.
Me too. I love anime, so... This
yeah.
Beloved, what'd you think?
I love J-pop too, and you just happened to pick my favorite artist in the world and one of my favorite songs. So I was like ridiculously excited before we started listening, like you don't even know. I was, ask Rochelle. It was ridiculous.
She was. She was like, oh my God, guys, I like love this.
She had a fan.
I was really excited.
She was.
It was good.
It was super adorable. I was like, no, stop it.
Yeah. I really liked it. I thought your voice, even though it's very different from hers, it suited it nicely, but your voice just suits J-pop really well. The only thing was your voice did this weird cracky thing once in a while, but that was all. I really liked it. It had great emotion, and this is a hard song to sing, and it was awesome. It made me smile a lot.
This is a hard song to sing. I also have heard this song before. See, it was one of those things that when I knew, when I heard it, I was like, I know this song. But I loved it a lot. I did think your voice, like, was a little shaky at one part. But, like, honestly, your performance was so good. And, like, oh, my God, I'm just, like, so excited. I just, like, thought it was really fun to listen to. And it sounded like you had a lot of fun, like, recording a quick, like, a cappella thing. Val?
You're so awesome.
I like, I thought you were going to like say something like me. I thought you were going to be like,
no, those are my O's of joy. This is so good. And I want to like listen to it over and over again. I want to like do the song with the music. Ugh. I like love your voice. And I'm like happy I get to judge you now because you're awesome and I love you. And like, yeah, the end. You're fantastic.
All right. That was everybody, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just
skipped so one.
I know. I just want to make sure I didn't skip anybody. You know how sometimes I do that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Gildragon is up next. He got down off his high horse and auditioned for Rockstar.
Finally.
How gracious of him.
I know. After like
King Gildragon is gracious with his present.
after being in the chat being like, guys, I wish I could audition for Rockstar. Guys, I wish I could audition for Rockstar. Guys, I wish I could audition for Rockstar. He finally auditioned for Rockstar.
He was bitch slapped into it.
Yep. Up next is Gildragon.
An angel's smile is what you sell. You promised me heaven, then put me through hell. Chains of love got a hold on me. When passion's a prison, you can't break free. Whoa, you're a loaded gun. Whoa, there's nowhere to run. No one can save me, the damage is done. Shot through the heart, and you're to blame. You give love a bad name. I played my part, and you play your game. You give love a bad name.
Gildragon recorded this in a parking lot.
Oh my, King Gildragon could record in a parking lot.
I'm glad that that's the story you're going with, Val. I love that voice. But I didn't really notice that.
I didn't either.
I wouldn't have known if you hadn't told me. I wouldn't have noticed. I thought that you did a really good job with this. It could have been a little bit higher energy, but I think maybe that was you being nervous to sing in a parking lot. But I think that your voice sounded good on it, and it was like a solid choice for your range and everything, and I think it was like a nice, like, safe audition.
But like, you're walking around with a microphone in a parking lot, like the damage is done.
Valk is like, no use pretending anymore.
You're like out there with like your notebook and your microphone. You're like, I can't perform this. No.
What did you think, Val? Did you think that's what it sounded like?
I'm like, rawr.
Ooh, okay.
I think that this sounded like Dean from Supernatural if he sang. Well, he does sing.
He does?
Yeah, he's into like karaoke and stuff.
Where? Oh my God. Is he good?
I don't know if he has. I think there are videos on YouTube of him singing karaoke. But anyway.
Wait. I'm actually serious about this, though. This is, like, legit.
Oh, are we waiting?
Yeah. Wait, so does Gildragon sound like Dean from Supernatural?
To me, yeah. Like, when Jensen Ackles sings, they kind of sounded similar to me. On this song, at least.
Oh my god, I'm so excited to find this out. More information.
I think he sang in an episode before, though.
No, definitely not.
Oh.
I've seen a squeed clip over that.
But anyway. I thought this was a pretty good audition. I liked the raspy thingy that you did. I thought the energy was fine, personally. And I liked when you got to the chorus. I liked it all. But I thought the chorus was cool, and the beginning was cool. So yeah, I liked it all. It was a solid performance.
Oh, good. What did you think, Beloved?
Someone's not paying attention.
Sorry, Dylan just Skyped me and said part three of Sing It is all silence.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
And I'm confused.
Not good.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's finish this critique. Go ahead, Beloved.
Okay. I thought this was really solid, too. The rasp in your voice really kind of sold the performance, and I thought the energy was good. The only problem I had was sometimes the pitch got a little weird for me, and I had to kind of figure out where you were. But I thought it sounded really good. I thought this was a good performance.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
All right. Okay, well, let's move on to the next person.
Da-na-na-na.
Which is Princess Garnet.
Gah.
Woo!